Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils Health Matters and Living the Wholesome Life. And we are on week 19, day 5, which means it's Friday. We are heading in to a weekend, which is going to be so wonderful. Anyway, we are following Dr. Susan Lawton's Positive Peaceful Growth Calendar. And every day, Monday through Friday, we are doing one of her affirmations in her book, Positive Peaceful Growth Calendar, that you could buy at Aroma Tools or Oil Life. She combines positive affirmations and music therapy and essential oils so amazingly. And so, anyway, we're just following her book, and it is day 5, so we are going to be telling you the physical aspects of the essential oils that we've been diffusing all week. But first, let's get on to the affirmation. The affirmation for this entire week is, I am working with my other hand. Now, the majority of people in the world are right-handed. I think like something like 10% of people are left-handed. And science tells us that our left brain controls our right side, right? So if we're right-handed, we're using our left brain. And that is going to, that's the more logical brain. And our left hand then would be controlled by our right brain, which is our more creative and problem solving. So if we want to be using more of our whole mind, if we want to be bringing in the logic and the creativity and the problem solving, using both hands a little bit more equally is recommended. And we had suggested some tasks like brushing your teeth in the morning with your left hand. I love brushing my teeth. Now, I've gotten into the habit of brushing my, well, I'm still developing the habit of brushing my teeth with my left hand and then finish it up first and then finishing it up with my right hand, maybe eating lunch or breakfast with your left hand, eating dinner with your right hand, doing chores with your left hand, trying to get dressed more, including your left hand. Anyway, anything that we can bring in our left hand for is wonderful because, again, it helps us access some aspects of our brain that we normally don't. So with that, bringing in the non-dominant side, using our non-dominant hand, we've also been trying to bring in much more the non-dominant other aspects in our life. Maybe reaching out to people who don't share their feelings as much, nurturing our non-dominant talents. Anyway, incorporating things that maybe we've ignored. So I think that's the motto of today. If you're just look around and see what you're ignoring and maybe bring in the gifts of those things as well. So that was the affirmation for the entire week. The affirmation for today, I love her affirmations, is I am kind to myself and patient with this process. Kind. So, with my little Xander, my little 4-year-old, they have this new program that the libraries are really pushing that is 1,000 books before kindergarten. And so, Xander is 4 and he goes into kindergarten in August, right? September, whenever school starts, homeschool kindergarten. Anyway, and then we're really, really trying to get those 1,000 books in, and I think we're on the high 100s. So we have our task ahead of us, but we've been reading a lot of books on kindness and love, like amazing picture books on kindness and love. If you want to look at some of the books that we recommend, you can definitely follow us on Goodreads. But anything that we can do to be kind to to be kind to others is amazing. So this today, we are working on being kind to ourselves and being patient with the process. That's really any process. Being patient with learning how to cook, being patient with learning with your exercise program. Maybe a lot of people's New Year's goals in January is to lose weight. Being patient with that process. Being patient when you're trying to do something that you know is good for you and not seeing the benefits yet, just sticking with what you really do know is good for you. Being patient with the process. Being patient with the process of developing relationships and strengthening relationships with others. Being patient maybe with the process of learning to love and appreciate ourselves, learning to love and appreciate others. Whatever the process is that you are trying to do, be patient. Now, I often end my shout outs I know you can make it a great day. And before, which I'll probably end it, the shout out with that way again. But before we talk about making it a great day, I think we need to talk about that every day, life is going to throw something at you that's almost going to just like knock you out off your feet and make you still say, really? Really? I walked into my bathroom today and four boys, and I'm sure it's not one of my older boys that did this. We have a 17, a 15, a 10, and a 4 in our house right now. Anyway, I walk into my bathroom and I know it wasn't me, so it had to have been some boy. Someone decided to take toilet paper and get it wet and throw it all over my ceiling. I had just to think to myself, really? Really? And then even today, it's not even 9 o'clock. And I had one other thing that happened to me in my life already today where I thought, really? And so just know that life is going to be throwing things at us. Like, and I do think that's, it's just a normal part of life. But as we are able to take what life throws at us and meet it with compassion, meet it with humor, meet it with gentleness, meet it even in the face of non-love, meet it with love, right? When we don't, like, if we're trying, well, we all are trying to be loving and kind and patient and righteous and good. Honest. We're all trying to be that way. So when we let whatever life hits us with knock us off our road and become mean or revengeful or whatever, we don't feel good about ourselves. So just so that we have a happiness program, we aren't going to let ourselves be knocked off our road of being kind, of being loving, of being happy. Because when we are kind to ourselves and others, despite how others treat us, we are happy. Okay? So, in my boys' bathroom, I have a sign, and it's from Mother Teresa. And it's pretty big. Like, my sign is probably like 18 inches by 3 feet. Anyway, maybe 2.5 feet. I don't know. I'm not super good at measuring yet. Anyway, so this is what the sign on it says. Found written on the walls of Mother Teresa's home for children in Calcutta. And I'm going to move the sign a little bit more. So I feel like I am not looking at the sign and then looking back at you. But I'll probably be doing that a little bit anyway because I'm reading. And that kind of happens when you're reading. But it goes like this. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of selfish and ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it was always between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. So we are kind to people. We're kind to people, and we hope that they'll be kind to us, and we hope that they'll recognize our kindness. But it's not really between us and them. It really is in the end. How we are is really between us and God. So we're going to be kind anyway. We're going to be loving anyway. We are going to be forgiving anyway. We are going to be happy anyway. Okay? It's never about what other people do to us or say about us. It's not about us and them. It's about us and God. And so we're going to be kind to ourselves. And part of that being kind to ourselves is not allowing life and other people to knock us out of who we want to be, okay? And we're going to be patient with ourselves. Like, sometimes life is going to knock us out, right? And we're going to be patient with ourselves, and we're just going to get right back on the course. Okay, so that's the affirmation for today. This song that we've been singing, that we've been playing this whole entire week, is Paca Bell's Canon in D, because it goes from a very simple melody to a complex melody. It goes kind of, and the melody kind of changes between the two hands as well. I love this. And as we master the simple, we can master the complex. We can. We can go on to grow. We can go on to learn. If there's anything that you want to be, you can be it. Any characteristic you want to develop, you can develop it. Doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. Okay. So, we've been listening to that Paca Bell's Canon in D for the whole week. But I have a special song. Hold on. Being kind to myself, nurturing myself when I need some water, right? Anyway, so I have a special song that I'm pairing with today's affirmation of being kind and patient to ourselves. And it's Michael McLean's Gentle. And it talks about how the rain is gentle and the sunshine can be gentle and the breeze can be gentle. We can be gentle with ourselves. If you haven't heard the song yet, I think you're going to love, love, love the song. Okay, so now we're getting into what essential oils we've been diffusing. And the whole entire week, we've been diffusing lemon essential oil, which is the oil of focus, geranium essential oil, which is the oil of love and trust. They call it the gentle healer. And lemongrass, which is the oil of cleansing. And today, love, love, love Fridays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we talk, we go in depth about the emotional benefits of each of those oils. Friday, we hit the physical benefits of the oils in our diffuser blend for the week. And so today, we are going to start on the physical benefits of geranium. We're just going to go in alphabetical order today. So, geranium essential oil. It is known as the women's oil because it is so great for so many women's issues. Whether it's great for menstrual issues, it's great for menopausal issues. It stimulates the adrenal cortex, and it helps to balance hormones. And so, women's hormones go up and down, right? They do through the month, and geranium essential oil can help keep them more beneficially balanced. It's great to help beautify the skin. You can add a drop or two into your moisturizer. It is great for your hair. It's a balancer. So if you have oily hair or if you have dry hair, mixing a couple drops into your conditioner can help balance your hair out. It is great as an insect repellent. I didn't know that one about geranium. It is helpful in slowing down bleeding. I definitely knew that. I had a friend who used it for a bloody nose and stopped it really quick. So anyway, it helps to regenerate tissues and nerves. It is helpful in discharging toxins from the liver. And if you're into Chinese medicine, you know the liver is where we store anger. So like detoxing those out of our system would always be super good. And I love looking at studies on aromatic science.com. Let me repeat that again. I love looking at studies on aromaticscience.com. It basically pulls studies from all around the world on essential oils. And there are over 70 studies on that page on geranium. And I just wanted to talk to you about some of the studies. I just pulled and printed off some of them. So here's a study that says that it is good against candida. And that's a study from 2017. I'll be putting links to some of these studies on my page. And this one talks about how frankincense, pine needle, and geranium essential oils can help suppress tumor progression in breast cancer. I thought that was amazing. Here's a study on how geranium essential oil can help lower levels of anxiety in myocardial infarction. Anyway, I don't even know how to say that, but I looked it up and it means heart attack. So if you've had, and it says acute heart attack. So people who had acute heart attack, they did a study to see if geranium oil could help lower their anxiety levels, and they found that it did. And that study was from 2017 again. And this one was studying the use of geranium essential oil and the wound healing effects in diabetic foot ulcers. And they found that it was very beneficial. And that study is from 2018. So those are some studies on the oils. I'm just going to be dropping papers and things. Anyway. So I'm now going to turn to this book, which is Advanced Oil Magic. It's one of my favorite books to look at when I'm studying and trying to understand how the physical benefits of the different oils. So geranium essential oil is antidepressant. It is carminative, which means it relieves flatulence. It is a vermifuge, which means that it helps to get rid of parasitic worms. And it is so some of the top uses of geranium oil is it supports the liver and the kidney. You can just rub a drop over your liver or your kidney to help with that. They say it's very good for people who have autism. Just rubbing a drop or two at the bottoms of their feet and putting socks on or diffusing it can really help those who are autistic. It is good for jaundice. Again, just rubbing a drop on the bottom of your feet. Now again, well, I didn't mention this time, but geranium is such a gentle, gentle oil that it's perfect to use on babies or children or on the elderly. And obviously adults and teens can use it just fine. It's great for hemorrhoids. It's great for reproductive disorders. For feminine reproductive disorders. And for that, to use it for that, you're going to put 1 to 2 drops on your reproductive reflexology points. I didn't take the time to look those up, so I'm just going to say Google it. There's charts everywhere that show you. There's chart. oh my goodness, I feel like I have something in my throat. Anyway, so there's charts everywhere that show you where your reflexology points are. So if you're using that, just put a drop or two on your reflexology points for female reproductive. And it's super good for varicose veins too. So that's a little bit about geranium oil. There are so many other uses for geranium oil that we just don't have the time to go into. But have fun. Go on to aromaticscience.com. See all the different studies that have been done on geranium oil. It's a wonderful oil to diffuse and use physically or emotionally. Okay, we are going on to lemon essential oil. And this is super funny because I got them. I think I got these mixed up. But lemon essential oil. So lemon essential oil is made from the rind, not the fruit of the oil, but the rind of the oil, okay? And so one thing you need to know, it's a citrus oil, so it's going to be super uplifting. And there were a ton of studies on how lemon essential oil was just a super uplifting oil. But we're going to go into the physical benefits of it today. So it's great to diffuse in a sick room, especially when someone has been sick for a long time. It's antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, and can give people a boost of energy. It is also super supportive to the respiratory system. It's helpful with those with asthma, bronchitis, sore throat, sinusitis, and most other respiratory complaints. Your dentist may have told you, please stop drinking lemon juice in your water. You know how like we sometimes go to restaurants and we like to get those wedges of lemon and just squeeze them into our water or a lime. The juice of lemons can be very, very detrimental to your tooth enamel. But if you love the flavor of lemon, definitely putting a few drops of essential oil, which is made from the rind and not the fruit, is actually alkalizing to the body, and so it's very, very good for your tooth enamel. Lemon essential oil also helps to detox the kidneys, liver, and the immune system. If you're using it for varicose veins, you can mix it with some cypress. If you're using it for heartburn, you can mix it with ginger. If you're using it for digestion, to help boost digestion, you can mix it with fennel. And if you're using it for allergies or hay fever, doing two drops of lemon with two drops peppermint and two drops lavender can be super, super good. In that blend, the lavender kind of calms your immune system, the lemon cleanses it, and the peppermint just makes everything work better and opens your airways. Okay. Here's one thing I didn't know about lemon. I knew that peppermint was super good at helping to bring down fevers. Putting peppermint on your bottom of your feet or putting it on your spine is super good for that. But I didn't know that lemon could actually help to reduce fevers too. And for that, what you're going to do is you're just going to take a cool cloth, a cold, damp cloth, and put two drops of lemon oil on it and just put it on their head. That also can be helpful in lowering fevers. For corns or warts, you can put two drops onto a cotton swab and then just kind of like tape it onto that. I would do that at night. Now lemon oil some people can be sensitive to lemon oil on their skin, so you're just gonna have to monitor that. Make sure you're just kind of getting it onto that area that you're working on. And if you need to dilute it, you know, definitely go ahead and dilute it. Some people like to use it straight. Some people like to dilute it. You'll just have to see what's best for your body on that one. To toughen fingernails, you can put 2 to 3 drops in 1 ounce of almond oil and rub that into your cuticles and your fingernails. Again, I would do that at night and maybe put socks over your hands just so that it kind of keeps the lemon oil on it and kind of helps it go in deeper. And then if you're trying to soften scar tissue, you can put 2 to 3 drops in a carrier oil. This time I'd probably suggest doing coconut oil and then rubbing it into the scar regularly. So for lemon oil, there are like over 100 different studies on aromaticscience.com, and I just pulled some of the ones that kind of interested me. But there are so many studies out there on lemon and how lemon essential oil is being used around the world. So the first one was a double-blind, randomized control clinical study of nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. And what they did was, let me see, I'm sure they inhaled it, okay? So they basically diffused lemon essential oil, and they measured the nausea and vomiting at 24 hours and at different points during a 4-day treatment for 100 pregnant women. And when they found that that inhaling lemon essential oil helped with nausea and vomiting. You know what? When we're pregnant, we are so careful of what medication we take. Right? We don't want to do anything that can possibly harm or disrupt the pregnancy. Don't we love that God put things on this earth like lemons? You know, and lemon essential oil, this just smelling the oil made from the oil, the lemon rind, helps people so they're not as nauseous and don't vomit as much. And that can just really make pregnancy miserable. I never had that problem, you know, with all my pregnancies, but I know many people who have a huge problem with that. And so lemon essential oil, a very easy thing that might help. When I say might, I just have to tell you that everyone's bodies are different. And so what is would be 100% effective for one person won't help another person. So I'm giving you like the generalities, and we kind of have to see what works for us, okay, on that. Here's a study from 2014 on how lemon essential oil can be effective against the growth of candida. Here is a study from 2018 that talked about how lemon essential oil can help lower cholesterol. And here's what it says. In conclusion, lemon essential oil has beneficial effects on hypercholesterolemia. I'm just going to say if you have high cholesterol, due to its antioxidant and cholesterol lowering effects. So if you have high cholesterol, lemon essential oil would be super good to use. You can diffuse it. You can actually drink it in your water. I didn't mention that about geranium, but I'm just going to tell you something about essential oils in general, and then something about doTERRA oils in specific. So you cannot ingest every essential oil. Some essential oils were not meant to be ingested, but you can ingest many essential oils. Now, the only essential oil that I would ever, ever recommend ingesting is doTERRA essential oils, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they third-party test every single batch to make sure there's no contaminants in the batch, right? And they put the batch number on every single bottle, on the bottom of every single bottle of their oils. You can go to source2you.com, type in your batch, and see every single test that's been run on your batch of essential oils and the results of it too, right? What company does that, right? doTERRA does that. And you can also, on doTERRA essential oils, you can see very, very easily if they're ingestible or not. Because if they're ingestible, here's a bottle of lemon. If they're ingestible, they're going to have a supplement fact just like that you would find on your cereal box. And that's going to tell you how you can use them internally. Okay, so you can see that on lemon essential oil, it has the supplement facts. On geranium essential oil, it has the supplement facts. And on lemongrass essential oil, it has the supplement facts. So all of these oils that we're diffusing this week, we can definitely be putting into our water and drinking too, and they have health benefits. Okay, here is that's all the studies that I pulled. I'm just trying to pull just a few, but they had, I think I dropped it already. They had like over 100 studies worldwide on using the health benefits of lemon essential oil. So going into this book, back to Advanced Oil Magic, going into this book on what it says about lemon. It's antimicrobial, it's antiseptic, it's antiviral, it's an astringent, and it's a stimulant, which means it can help give you energy. And the top uses of essential oils that are mentioned in this book is that it is, hold on. Gail, will you go through these papers really quick and pull me the one on lemon and lemongrass? I think I dropped lemon and lemongrass down there. Anyway, the top uses of lemon are that it gives you energy. You can either diffuse it, you can put, you know, a drop or two in your hands, push, kind of rub them together and smell them. Helps to give you a boost of energy. Use that instead of caffeine. Caffeinated drinks that are so bad for you. They lift you up and then they drop you down. Lemon, it has a much more sustained energy boost, and it's not going to artificially drop you down. Thank you so much. Oh, did I drop lemongrass too? If not, maybe. Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah, give that to me just in case. Okay. Okay, so it's great to, as an energy boost, you can put a couple drops in your water. You can diffuse it. You can put a couple drops in your hands and smell it that way. Use it aromatically that way. It's a great detox. Put 1 to 3 drops in your water or apply it to the bottoms of your feet. Super good for when you have a sore throat. Put 1 to 2 drops into a spoonful of honey. You can, and I would probably put that in water, and I would probably do it warm. I think warmth feels super good on sore throats. To increase your alkalinity, like I talked about, you can put 1-2 drops of essential oil into your water. It's great because it's such a disinfectant, you know, antiviral, whatever, antiseptic. You can put a couple drops into a spray bottle that you can buy at the dollar store, right? If you're just using straight lemon, I would probably put 5 drops of lemon essential oil and spray it down. It's going to help get rid of the grease. It's going to help get rid of the germs. But my favorite thing when I clean with is actually 3 drops of doTERRA's On Guard, which is super good at killing germs. And there's a ton of studies on that one. And then 3 drops of lemon. It's cleaning with lemon essential oil, because it's a mood uplifter, it just makes cleaning a happier experience. Gonna say that one. And it's super good to when you're cooking, it's great to put in smoothies when you're making them, like those green smoothies. It's my son, Clancy, who's now 15. He loves to put it into his pancake, you know, just a few drops of lemon essential oil into his pancake batter. He also does that with lime, with wild orange, and it brings this amazingly bright flavor to pancakes. So that is lemon essential oil. We are going to be moving on to lemongrass essential oil. So hold on. Let me get my papers in order. Okay, we're good. So lemongrass essential oil. So it was, people have used lemongrass for millennia in Asia, in Asian cooking. And as that Asian cooking is making its way around the world, like who doesn't love Asian cooking, like Chinese and Indian cooking and stuff like that. We are starting to get used to and become more familiar with lemongrass. So, lemongrass can help remove things from the body that no longer serve it. It can help with tumors. It can help with digestive problems. It can help with menstrual cramps. It can help with tension in the body. So if you've been exercising, you have sore muscles, or maybe you've been working long and hard and you have sore muscles, lemongrass essential oil can really help with that. It can help improve circulation. Again, it can help regenerate connective tissue and help repair ligaments. It can help with cellulite. It can help improve eyesight. For that, I would definitely be putting it onto the reflexology points, which are just underneath your toes, for your eyes. And it's also an insect repellent. I think that many of us know that about lemongrass. So here are some studies that I pulled on lemongrass. Do you remember how geranium was super good for good reproductive health for women? Well, lemongrass, here's a study from 2013 that talks about how when they induced oxidative stress to the reproductive system of males, how lemongrass essential oil protected against that. So it protects good reproductive health in men. Here's one on how lemongrass was promoted gastric healing activity in mice. And so basically the findings were it promoted the healing effects on ulcers. And that was from 2018. And this is one of my favorite ones. This one talks about using lemongrass in high fat and high sugar diets. And when I think about high fat, high sugar diets, I think American diet, right? Because we love our fat stuff and we love our sugar stuff. Anyway, and so what it found is it helped with if you had hyperlipidemic, and I think that means, well, I looked it up once, that it means if you just have too many fat molecules in your system, it helped to make that better. And it also helped with hyperglycemic conditions, and it helped reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems. So lemongrass, if you have a high fat, high sugar diet, like most Americans do, it can help with hypoglycemiaism, and it can help reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems. I love that. To me, that just shows the power of lemongrass essential oil. Okay, now, lemongrass essential oil is, it's an analgesic. Again, right? It helps with sore muscles. It's anthelmintic, which means it also helps to get rid of parasitic worms. It's antiseptic, it's astringent, and it's a tonic. And so lemongrass, one of the top uses, is thyroid support. For that, you can put, whether you have hypothyroid, which means low thyroid function, or whether you have hyperthyroid, which means you have high thyroid function, it can balance out thyroid function. Don't you love how many essential oils are balancing? They help bring your, they seem to be very intelligent, right? They seem to have an intelligence of their own, and they seem to help bring your body back into balance. So if you have high cholesterol, you can also take 1 to 2 drops in a, oh, I forgot to tell you, you can basically just rub a drop straight onto your thyroid. And I actually don't even know where your thyroid is. So if I touch the wrong point, you know, someone correct me in the comments. Okay. So I'm not a doctor. I'm just a studier of essential oils. Okay. And a lover of essential oils. It's also great for high cholesterol. You can put 1 to 2 drops in a capsule and take that as needed. Again, it's great for ligament and tendon issues. You can put 1 to 2 drops just straight onto the painful areas. Like if it was me, I'd probably put 5 drops into a teaspoon of like coconut oil and rub that on. I just think that that would probably work better, but you can just put it on straight. And again, it's good for stomach ulcers. Put 1 to 2 drop in a capsule. Very, very good for immune support. Put 1 to 2 drops in on the bottoms of your feet or diffuse. And for people who are lactose intolerant, oh, so many people are suffering with that nowadays. Put 1 drop in a capsule or 1 drop in your water and take that down. And again, in cooking, you can use it to help get your desired flavor. My husband is an amazing cook, and he makes this amazing tom kha gai, which, if you don't know what that means in American terms, it means coconut lemongrass soup. So, so good. Like, if you haven't tried tom kha gai or coconut lemongrass soup, go to an Indian restaurant and order it. Oh, it has such an amazing, pleasant just pleasant, happy. Lemongrass is a very happy smelling oil. So it just is a happy soup for like the like cloudy days. Anyway, so that is a little bit on lemongrass. So those are the three oils that we have been talking about this week. Lemon essential oil, which is the oil of focus, and we've learned more about how it can help us physically. Geranium essential oil, which is the oil of love and trust, and we've learned more about how it can help us physically. Remember, geranium, the gentle healer, but also so good for so many women's issues. And then lemongrass essential oil, which is an incredibly cleansing oil, but we've also learned that it's great for when you have discomfort. Okay. Just reminding us that the music that we're listening to this week is Paco Bell's Canon in D, and the music that we're listening to specifically today is Gentle by Michael McLean. Being more gentle, more kind with ourselves. As we are more gentle and kind with ourselves, in filling our cup with loving on ourselves, being gentle and kind to ourselves, we have so much more to give to everyone else and to be gentle and kind to them. Okay, and so the affirmation for today is, I'm kind to myself and patient with this process. Whatever process you're wanting to, you're trying to do, being kind and patient helps. And the affirmation for this week is, I am working with my other hand, meaning we are trying to bring in all the non-dominant aspects of our lives, trying to balance the dominance, like maybe the yang and the non-dominant, the yin, bringing those into balance, more balance this week so that everyone can bring their gifts to the table. Okay, this is Jen Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life, telling you, I know you can make it a great day, and you definitely will have things that are going to knock you off your feet probably almost every day. So we're just going to get our game plan on. We're going to hold the road. We're going to stay kind and loving, knowing that when we are kind and loving with everyone in our circles, or everyone, period, we feel happier. Okay, again, Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life, telling you that I know you can make it a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.